Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1574. Jasper held a deep respect for Alyssa's brothers, particularly Axel, whom he found to be kindred spirits. Their connection felt like a reunion with a friend from long ago, despite meeting later in life. Oh, goodness gracious. Winston. Dominic emerged from the corridor with hurried steps and a troubled countenance, urgently beckoning for Winston. Close on his heels came the senior shareholders of the KS Group. Jasper's and Axel's faces turned grim at the sight of this. Winston had just regained consciousness, yet Dominic wasted no time hurrying to his side. This could only mean Dominic had eyes in the hospital, ensuring he was abreast of every unfolding situation. He pulled out all the stops to present himself as deeply invested in Winston's recovery. However, his underlying intention was to disseminate news of Winston's dire illness, generating pressure to sow discord within the KS Group and capitalize on the resulting upheaval for personal gain. While Axel lacked the business acumen to fully grasp the situation's nuances, Jasper, with his keen insight, easily discerned Dominic's ulterior motives. He could read the intricate machinations reflected in Dominic's demeanor. Among the hurried crowd converging at the ward entrance, Axel could discern only Dominic's familiar figure. Dominic's astonishment was evident as he encountered Jasper's commanding stance at the entrance. After all, who wouldn't know Jasper Beckett, the president of the Beckett Group? Recalling Jasper's connection with Alyssa, Dominic mustered a disingenuous smile and extended his hand. Ah, Mr. Beckett. It's been quite some time. Had a feeling you'd lend your assistance during this critical moment for the Taylor family. After all, we're practically family. The remark was a calculated attempt to showcase his closeness to Jasper and bolster his own image. Ugh. Axel expressed his disdain with a loud spit and a roll of his eyes. Dominic was rendered speechless. Jasper narrowed his eyes, appraising him with a frosty stare. And you are? Everyone was dumbfounded. Dominic's embarrassment was palpable as his expression stiffened in shock. Jasper's question cut deep, a humiliating blow. Shouldn't common courtesy dictate that you introduce yourself before? Extending your hereers tone remedinigal, bitte unwaveringly id besides, it's curious how you claim we're family. Am Alyssa's partner. Hold every member of the Taylor family dear. Why, then, do not know who you are? Turning slightly to Axel, Jasper asked, Axel, do you know him? Axel blinked his eyes. I don't think so. Dominic struggled to contain his outrage, though he knew Winston's sons were not easily swhybd. Axel, your st humor remains intact after all these years, he remarked with forced joviality. Then, with a shameless grin directed at Jasper, he continued, Mr. Beckett, I'm on of your sta yeah. UST tindit difficulty to rerp track of everyone you meet. Believe we've met more than once, but it was my mistake. Should have introduced myself. This is Mr. Winston's brother, Dominic Taylor, an executive director at the KS Group, Dominic's subordinate interjected, eager to support his boss. Ah, Mr. Dominic. The one with the questionable investment instincts. Jasper's smirk was evident as he looked down at Dominic. Have you managed to recover the 50 million you lost? Chapter 1575. As Jasper spoke, a wave of exchanged glances rippled through the KS group members, their collective surprise directed at Dominic. Dominic felt a chill run down his spine as he met Jasper's cold gaze. As a testament to their long-standing relationship, Winston had extended a helping hand to Dominic when it was found that the latter had misappropriated company funds. This clandestine act remained shrouded in secrecy within the company's walls. So, how had Jasper stumbled upon this information? Could Winston have confided in him? Winston's recognition of Jasper's status as his son-in-law hinted at a level of closeness and mutual understanding that extended beyond mere business dealings. This relationship could pave the way for a formidable alliance that might spell the end for the KS group. Ha ha. Mr. Beckett, you certainly have a sense of humor, Dominic forced a smile, his mind racing. I'm not sure what you're referring to regarding 50 million. He attempted to downplay the seriousness of the situation. And losing a bit of money isn't a big deal. While may not be of the main Taylor bloodline, am still a Taylor. 50 million is a mere trifle. Even if it were 100 million, I'd ensure not a penny went missing if such an amount were indeed owed. I'm not sure where you heard such a rumor, Mr. Beckett. But it's all water under the bridge. After all, we're family. Won't take offense over such a trivial matter. Jasper's fists clenched in fury. The urge to strike Dominic surged within him. He had heard of Dominic's shameless demeanor from Alyssa, but experiencing it firsthand left him seething with rage. Just then, the hospital ward door swung open. Alyssa's entrance commanded attention, her demeanor exuding calm authority. Her piercing gaze swept across the room, quelling any inclination to underestimate her. Was wondering who was outside causing a ruckus and disturbing my father's peace, Alyssa declared, her voice cutting through the tension. And then saw it was you, Mr. Dominic. Her words hung in the air, silencing Dominic and his entourage in one fell swoop. Dominic's face flushed with embarrassment as he cursed inwardly. He seethed with frustration at Winston's excessive pampering of Alyssa, evident in her failure to address him properly as Uncle Dominic. My father is fine now. Thank you, everyone, for your concern and taking the time from your busy schedules to visit him, Alyssa suddenly remarked with a charming smile. Her demeanor exuded poise and grace, leaving everyone duly impressed as they responded respectfully, "It's the least we could do, Ms. Alyssa. Mr. Winston is the cornerstone of our company. We were deeply worried when he fell ill." With calm assurance, Alyssa continued, "Rest assured, everyone. Even if my father is unable to lead the KS group any longer, we have many capable individuals within the Taylor family who can steer the company forward. The KS group's stability is assured. Advise anyone considering trouble to think twice." Her piercing gaze lingered on Dominic's face. "However, my father's health remains our ROS priority to his, ADV said age. We appreciate your kind intentions, but you may leave now." In just a few succinct sentences, Alyssa commanded authority and respect. Jasper gazed at her with profound admiration, completely captivated by her. The notion that women could only play supportive roles to men wa swiftly dispelled by Kiska's two forniad stompetents a testament to her strength and independence. Jasper felt a pang of concern that he couldn't fulfill his role as a husband adequately, necessitating reliance on Alyssa's capabilities. Alyssa, it's important for me to see your father, even if Hess may not. Tezcal, go in and see him. Dominic looked concerned. The prospect of being shut out by Alyssa in front of everyone filled Dominic with a sense of impending embarrassment.